Chapter 1. June. Xavier stepped into the swampy heat of Club Eros and immediately felt the thump of club music vibrate up his legs and straight to his dick. He was revved up, and he'd pulled out all the stops tonight. He needed to get laid. The sooner, the better. He was a stressed motherfucker, tension tightening his shoulders even now. He rolled them, trying to loosen up, and sauntered to the bar. He was fully aware of the sway to his hips. There were eyes on him, and he wanted to make the most of it. If he could find a fuck fast enough, he could still get a decent night's sleep before he had to go to work at 8 a.m. the next day, followed by nursing classes and lab hours, followed by family obligations. No rest for the wicked. It was still summer, and Xavier had opted to work his feminine side. It took a lot of guys by surprise because Xavier wasn't petite. His arms and shoulders were built from lugging fertilizer and planting trees in his landscaping job, not to mention single-handedly doing all the maintenance on his family's house, which was pretty much falling down around his grandmother while she made Sunday dinner every week. Xavier wore a pair of tight white shorts that practically glowed against his skin tone and an electric blue sleeveless top that showcased his muscles. He added just a touch of makeup, nothing too over the top, and his hair was unrestrained for once, spilling to his shoulders and brushing bare skin. The expressions coming his way, a mix of confused and aroused, made Xavier grin. His soft, feminine touches emphasized his natural masculinity, and people weren't always sure what to make of him. It wasn't something he did in everyday life. His life was too mundane, and he was too entrapped in social norms to even consider it. But it felt good to let his freak flag fly when he went out to a club. Club Eros was a mostly safe place to do so. No place was entirely safe. He had to drive nearly an hour to reach the gay nightclub, but it was worth it. Unlike some of the seedier bars closer to home, Eros had a healthy mix of young and old, hot and mediocre, extreme and mundane. Twinks with mesh shirts and skin-tight pants danced alongside beefy guys in casual blue jeans and t-shirts or muscle tees. He stopped at the bar and ordered a vodka and cranberry. He didn't particularly like mixed drinks. Normally he'd go for shots, but he did have work in the morning. The cocktail wasn't so much for drinking as it was a prop anyway, something to fit his image for the night. It was stupidly easy to find a guy to top. He could wear jeans and a tank, glare at some guy, and the hookup was as good as done. But the other way around was trickier. Guys found him intimidating. Sometimes because of his size, and sometimes because of his race. He was biracial, but people mostly only saw the one side to him and reacted to that. Racism existed in the strangest ways, sometimes unintentionally, but it was still there. Tonight he wanted to bottom, because as good as it felt to fuck someone into the mattress, nothing forced his muscles to relax like an invasion into his most private places, and he needed that. So he worked his fem side, always a fun diversion that had the added benefit of making him more approachable to men who offered to top. Xavier sipped his drink, sweetness splashing over his tongue and nearly making him cringe. He sat down the glass and swirled the straw around. In the mirror overhead, he watched a man approach. He was tall, lean, and casually sexy in jeans and a t-shirt that hugged his thighs and chest in all the right ways. He had dark hair, which had always been Xavier's type. He kinda looked like Xavier's roommate at first glance, which was a bit weird, but Zane was a sexy fucker, no denying that. "This is promising. I might even get 8 hours of sleep tonight, unless he's a total beast in the sack." Xavier looked down as the man neared, not wanting to seem too eager. He felt the warmth of another body behind him and the press of a hand against his back. Slowly, the stranger's hand slid up his spine to the nape of his neck, sending tingles through him. This was one presumptuous fucker, but it was hot. A breath whispered against his ear. "You are a goddamn treasure, you know that?" Xavier couldn't help it. He snorted a laugh. You lay it on thick. The man leaned in closer. I just go after what I want and I don't apologize for it. The words should have been sexy, but Xavier's head tilted back, his gaze slid over, and he saw the face of the guy hitting on him. You sure don't, he said flatly. Trent Cavendish's expression froze. He looked stunned, an expression Xavier hadn't seen in more than a decade. He hadn't seen any expression on the man's face since he left so many years ago. Trent's surprise faded quickly, replaced with lust as his eyes scanned Xavier's body. Fuck, baby, Trent whispered, his voice rough. Fuck was right. Just his luck he'd reel in his ex-boyfriend from high school. The one who'd torn out his heart and stomped on it, and insulted his family and his principles while he was at it. 12 years had dulled the pain, but not the anger. Xavier jerked back, hissing as Trent's fingers caught in his hair and pulled him up short. Sorry, Trent muttered. His ex-boyfriend vibrated with tension, but he released his fingers and carefully withdrew them. They slipped from Xavier's hair and danced over the heated skin of his neck a moment longer than necessary before pulling away. Can I buy you a drink? Trent asked, as if there weren't a mountain of resentment between them. That just pissed off Xavier more. Why did this asshole get to act like he wasn't fazed by Xavier's appearance in his life? Like he hadn't thrown away a goddamn great thing without looking back. Listen, motherfucker, he growled. Trent's eyebrows went up, and a moment later, Xavier felt a niggle of guilt. He'd met his ex-boyfriend's mother. It didn't seem right to call him that. Okay, not motherfucker, that's not true. But dickhead, prick, asshole, you pick one. Asshole, I guess? Xavier rolled his eyes at the amusement in Trent's tone. Okay, no, not asshole, because I like assholes in the right circumstances. Trent smirked. You don't want one tonight, though, am I right? He was so right, the fucker. Trent grabbed Xavier's wrist before he could think of a response and tugged him toward the dance floor. Their drinks sat on the bar, long forgotten. What the fuck? Just dance with me. Fuck you. God, yes, any time. Trent said, tugging Xavier forward by the hips. As much as Xavier protested with his mouth, he couldn't seem to make his body obey. He moved with Trent, their bodies falling into a familiar pattern and hips rolling in sync. Trent was a study in contrasts. Dark hair fell across his forehead, flopping over blue eyes fringed by long eyelashes. Stubble shaded a strong jawline and lent color to pale skin. He was light and shadows, with splashes of color in his eyes and lips, and Xavier couldn't deny he was sexy as fuck. Trent had only gotten better looking in the years they'd been apart. He'd been thin and lanky in high school, with a bit of a baby face. While he was still lean, he'd put some work into his body, and muscles shifted under his shirt as they danced. His face had matured too, making him look older, but only in the best ways. This was a hot man in the prime of his life. His ex-boyfriend oozed confidence just as he always had. He'd been so certain of his future even as a teenager. Now, no doubt, he was the surgeon he'd set out to become. Meanwhile, Xavier had stayed home to help his family and plant trees. Maybe Trent was right to question his priorities back then. He was 30 years old and just now entering his final year of nursing school. I can't get over this, Trent said, gesturing up and down Xavier's body. So hot. A flutter in his belly warned Xavier it was time to make an escape. He wanted his ex to see what he'd been missing. He didn't want to give it to him on a silver platter. Too bad I'm a loser with no ambition, Xavier said, in part to remind himself of why falling into bed with Trent would be a horrible idea. It would kill any shred of pride he had left. Aw, don't be that way, Trent said with a flirty smile. Fucker. Xavier found the strength to pull away. He turned and pushed between twisting bodies, weaving around and between couples to make his way to the exit. Xavier was no longer in the mood to cruise for guys. His ex had ruined his whole night. I needed some fucking stress relief. Now I'm wound even tighter. Trent caught him at the exit.
Xave, wait!
What? Xavier said angrily, using every ounce of self-restraint not to yell or punch Trent in his disloyal face. It was a toss-up at the moment.
Come home with me.
Fuck off.
Okay, coffee. How about coffee?
Trent dropped the sexy innuendo, and his eyes looked almost pleading. But that couldn't be right. He just wanted to lure Xavier into his sex trap.
We can catch up, Trent said. I don't know anything about you anymore.
Xavier scoffed. I'm not a doctor, and I never will be. That's all you needed to know when we were 18. That's all you needed to know now.
Come on, Xave, give me a break here.
Not fucking likely. Trent hadn't given Xavier a break when his family obligations took priority over attending college with his boyfriend. No, he'd walked away, which was exactly what Xavier intended to do. He shoved open the door and stepped into the evening air, crisp and cool after the suffocating stuffiness of the club. He took a deep, bracing breath, the smell of exhaust fumes and stale liquor replacing the sense of sweaty men and pheromones that had overwhelmed him inside the club. With a clearer head, he made his way to his beat-up 1998 Honda Accord with rust around the fenders and a mismatched driver's side door. No doubt Trent would find his wheels as lacking as his resume, but fuck him. He climbed in and slipped the key into the ignition, startling when Trent rapped on his window. He turned the key enough to engage the battery and hit the power windows button, allowing the glass to slide down only a few inches.
Are you turning into a stalker? Should I be worried?
Trent smiled. It was slightly crooked and way too charming for a guy Xavier had spent so many years hating. The way things ended between us was... He trailed off, seeming at a loss for words.
I want to make things right. Better, even.
Xavier started the engine.
Don't waste your time.
I took a job in Ash. Why do you think I came back?
Trent said, raising his voice over the rough engine.
It wasn't for the money.
You have family in Ash.
My parents moved to Florida 3 years ago.
Xavier stared, mind blank, until Trent cursed under his breath.
For you, Xavier, I came back to see if we could try again, or at least make amends, you know?
It was too much. Xavier was angry, sad, stressed, and so fucking tired. Nursing school was no joke, especially when you had classes, lab hours, and clinicals, not to mention the study groups, along with a part-time job and a family who needed your support. He didn't have the emotional energy to deal with Trent even if he'd wanted to hear him out, which he didn't. Emotion tightened his chest, but he was determined not to show it to Trent. He pushed away the doubtful little voice in his head that said maybe Trent had changed. Maybe he was a better man now. Maybe he'd be amazing in bed.
Right, no maybes about that. He knew firsthand, and that was when Trent was just a bumbling virgin.
No, Xavier shut down the thoughts. If Trent had really come back for him, there was no reason they'd run into each other at a gay club by accident. Trent might not have his address or phone number, but he knew where Trent's grandmother lived. He'd visited enough times in high school. Xavier wasn't buying what Trent was selling. He wanted a fuck buddy, maybe. A trip down memory lane, possibly. No way did Trent Cavendish, Dr. Trent Cavendish by now, return to Ash, Kansas simply to win back his first love. That shit didn't happen. Xavier shifted the car into gear.
Like I said, don't waste your time.
He floored the gas pedal, zooming out of the parking space and leaving behind the first man, the only man he'd ever loved.